Thank you.
My name is Debbie Giaquinta, and I would like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for Mira Secondary Education, a nonprofit board which operates Mira Secondary School. I am Debbie Giaquinta, Chairman of the Board, and I will facilitate this meeting. First, let us take roll. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of our new members and members of the public. Debbie Giaquinta is present. Denise Shields.
Hi, I'm Denise Shields, and I serve as secretary to the board, and it's my pleasure to be here today and welcome our guest.
Aaron Smith.
Aaron Smith present. I'm a board member and Marist Learning Lead.
Thank you. Mary, would you like to introduce yourself and any staff that are present at the meeting?
Hello, I'm Mary Bixby, and I'd like to introduce Alina, who will be assisting us in our technology and our recording. She is the administrative assistant to communications. And Mr. Tim Tudor, who is the executive director and is responsible for the oversight of our Alta schools in terms of instruction, stellar instruction. And Ms. Lynn Alipio, CBO, and who else is on here? Jackie Robertson. She is chief of staff and responsible for communications. And I see Angela Neary, administrative support to the office of the president. And that's, and oh, I see Will here is here. Will Berry, finance, and RM. Robert McCullough snuck on. He's not my staff. I think I got everybody, didn't I? Yes. Yes, I did.
I think so.
Thank you all for being here.
Thank you, Mary. Item 1.3 is the establishment of a quorum. And do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3?
Aaron Smith, I make a motion to approve item 1.3, establishment of quorum.
This is Denise Shields, and I will second that motion.
All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. So we will be conducting all voting via recall of verbal because we are on Zoom, our team. So the table, I'm sorry. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? Are we ready?
Ready
to begin. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible,
with liberty
and justice for all. Thank you. Can I get an approval for item 1.5, the approval of our agenda? Do I have a motion to approve?
This is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to approve item 1.5.
I will make a second. Debbie Giaquinta, is there any discussion? Okay, Debbie Giaquinta, aye. Denise Shields? Denise, are you on mute?
I just took myself off mute. I apologize. Yes.
Okay.
Aye.
And Aaron Smith?
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay, item 2.0 is public comment. And if you would like to participate in public comment, please complete a speaker card and we will submit it. Public comments for items of interest to the public and within the scope of the Marist Education Inc. Board non-agenda will be no longer than 2 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur regarding items that are not on the agenda at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to briefly respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes and speakers may not yield their time. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may equivalently decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximum. Item 2.1 is the non-agenda public comment, and this is an opportunity for members of the public to speak on board items not on the agenda. You'll be limited to 2 minutes per speaker. and it's limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairman. Are there any public comments on items that are not on the agenda? Thank you. Hearing none, we will move on to item 2.2, agenda items, public comment, and this is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and total is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Chairperson, are there any public comments on agenda items? Thank you. Moving on, we will move to item 3.0, and that is administrative items. And item 3.1 is that we consider approval of the amendment to the conflict of interest code. Is there a staff report on item 3.1?
Yes, we recommend approval. Lynn, could you give us just a summary of why we need to amend the conflict of interest code?
Every 2 years, we are expected by the county to do an amendment. And so we revisited the conflict of interest and align it with the position that we have, and as well as to ensure that we are in compliance with the new SB 126.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do I have a motion for approval of item 3.1?
This is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to approve item 3.1.
This is Denise Shields, and I'll make a motion to second that.
All right, and we will conduct our voting via roll call. If Debbie Giacuenta is in favor, Denise Shields?
Favor.
Aaron Smith?
Aye.
The motion passes. Item 3.2 is the president's report. Item 3.2.1 is a school update. Mary?
Yes, can I defer to Tim? Tim, you have some comments there under the...
Yes, thank you, Mary, and good afternoon, everyone. The school is continuing to operate with distance learning. All teachers are working remotely with their students as we continue to engage our students with their online curriculum. Everything is continuing to go well according to our distance learning plan, and teachers do have access to come into the resource center as needed. And we are looking at potentially returning in the very near future when the conditions of COVID allow. What will look like is that we would have two groups. Group A would come in on Mondays and Wednesdays. Group B would come in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we would remain closed on Fridays. That way, we do give some access to our resource centers for our students, especially our special ed population, and this might be struggling more with online than others. And that would be a phase one. San Bernardino County is still in the purple category, so they're not eligible for return just quite yet. But as things improve, we will be looking at going back in the very near future for the benefit of our students, and particularly those high-risk students. We are continuing on with our instructional plan. We just are completing our NWA, our reading, language usage, and math assessments. We have transitioned those to remote assessments to get kind of a gauge of where our students' skills level at for the fall. And we'll do that again in the spring to see their growth. It's a very important indicator for us. We continue to monitor the participation and the credit completion of our students, which has remained strong through COVID. So we're pleased with that. And we're continuing to enroll students as they are identified and want to come to our program. So we are up a little bit this year, which is encouraging to see, and staff is doing a great job engaging all of their students. So everything is going well, and we're looking forward to continuing the fall on this path.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Are there any questions or comments, additional comments? All right, then we will go on to item 3.3, which is the strategic plan update. And this includes items 3.3.1, Premier Secondary School, the 3.1.1 school participation report, And item 3.3.1.2, the school participation report for the period of 2021, months 1 and 2. Is there a staff report on these items?
There's no action required, no real staff report, but I would just like to remind anyone that's on that we have created a means of monitoring the productivity of our students. Students cannot be productive or get credit unless their work reaches a certain standard. And having reached that standard, then we, the teachers, as consistent with non-classroom-based, the independent study manual, give a time credit for that work. And so that's what we do. This is how we measure consistently across all of the schools and specifically with all of the teachers and the students. We measure how the students are doing. Are they moving forward in work that is demonstrating rigor and understanding? So our participation, there's many factors that play into the participation score because they're averaged, but we have come to understand those scores. We realize when there's changes, students come in and students go out, and that impacts the score to some degree, but we are able to monitor how productive a specific classroom is, a specific roster, and specific students. So that would be my only comment.
Okay, thank you, Mary. Item 4.0, oh, I'm sorry, did I hear a question? No? Okay, item 4.0 is the consent agenda. And all matters listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved or enacted by the board in one motion in the form listed below. Unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda, there will be no discussion of these items prior to the board votes on them. The president recommends approval of all consent agenda items. These items include item 4.1, consider approval of board meeting minutes for September 17th, 2020 and October 14th, 2020. Item 4.2, to consider approval of the suicide prevention policy amendment. Item 4.3, consider approval of the LEA uniform complaint policy amendment. And item 4.4, to consider approval of the El Dorado Charter SELPA agreement for participation amendment. Do I have a motion for approval of items 4.1 through item 4.4?
This is Denise, and I'll make a motion to approve item 4.1 through item 4.4.
And this is Debbie Giaquinta, and I will second that motion. All those in favor? Debbie Giaquinta is yes. Denise?
Aye.
And Aaron Smith?
Aye.
Thank you. Moving on, action item 5.0. 5.1, action items specific for Marist Secondary School. Item 5.1.1 is to consider approval of the unaudited actuals for fiscal year July 1, 2019 through June 30th, 2020. Is there a staff report on item 5.1.1?
Yes, Lynn?
Yes. The unaudited actual shows you the revenues for the Marist Secondary School and expenditures. And the Marist Secondary School came up with a positive net result of operations. And that's about 98,000. And it generated about 330.6788 based on the governor's executive order. Thank you.
Thank you. Do I have a motion for approval of item 5.1.1?
This is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to approve item 5.1.1.
Debbie Giaquinta seconds it. We will vote. All those in favor, Debbie Giaquinto votes yes. Denise?
Denise Shields votes aye.
Aaron Smith?
Aaron Smith votes aye. And please note, I'll be recusing myself from item 5.1.2.
Okay. Item 5.1.1 passed. Item 5.1.2 is the review of the revised preliminary operational budget for the fiscal year 2020 to 2021 and consider approval of the revised preliminary operational budget for the fiscal year of 2020-2021. Is there a staff report on item 5.1.2?
Yes, Debbie. We are revising the preliminary budget because, as you know, the Budget Act was passed after the board approved the preliminary budget for 2021 fiscal year. And the Budget Act stipulates that whatever is the revenue or the ADA earned from 1920 would be the same as the ADA for 2021. Therefore, we are realigning our P2ADA, realigning our revenues, and as well as expenditures, and also the one-time funding provided by the CARES Act.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Lynn. I will make a motion to approve item 5.1.2. Denise, I think you'll need to second that since Aaron is abstaining.
As long as I can find the unmute button, we're in good shape. Yes, I will second that motion.
All right. So Debbie Giaquinto votes in favor. Denise?
Aye.
Okay, and Aaron Smith is abstaining. Motion passes. Item 5.1.3 is consider approval of the school plan for student achievement. Is there a staff report on item 5.1.3?
I'm on the executive committee for the SELPA, and these are updates to the agreement that make them more closely aligned with the special ed modifications that have been made. There's been some, and so
Mary,
approval.
Mary, I'm sorry to interrupt. This is Jackie. If you're not speaking, could you please go on mute? We're getting a whole lot of feedback, and it's very difficult to hear Mary.
Okay, let me see. Is that me? I was wondering where that's coming from. Is that it?
Yes, and just a quick reminder, we're on item 5.1.3.
Yes.
School plan for student achievement.
Okay, so did everyone hear what Mary said?
Okay, I was on the wrong one. I was thinking you were on the El Dorado one.
Okay, thank
5.1.3. No comments on that one.
Okay. All right, then do I have a motion for approval of item 5.1.3?
This is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to approve item 5.1.3.
Debbie Giaquinto seconds the motion. All those in favor, Debbie Giaquinto is in favor. Denise?
Aye.
Aaron?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item 5.1.4 is to consider approval of the El Dorado Charter SELPA Local Plan Section B, Governance and Administration Special Education Local Plan Area. Is there a staff report on item 5.1.4?
Okay, sorry, I was ahead of us. Yes, these are standard modifications to the agreement that El Dorado has recommended and is requiring us to have our individual board approval. So that it's more closely aligned with any of the modifications that have been made in special ed law. We recommend approval. Okay.
Thank you, Mary. Do I have a motion for approval of item 5.1.4?
This is Denise, and I'll make a motion to approve item 5.1-4.
Debbie Giaquinto will second the motion. All those in favor, Debbie Giaquinto votes aye. Denise?
Aye.
Aaron Smith?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item 6.0, these are the board comments and announcements, and from time to time, the board has topics of interest that they would like to share with the community. These are informal in nature and do not require action. There is a special board workshop on Wednesday, November 4th, 2020 at 8:30 a.m., and the topic is the Brown Act and legal training. Are there any other comments or announcements? All right, then moving on, we will move to adjournment, item 6.0. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
This is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to adjourn.
This is Denise Shields. I will second that.
Okay, we will vote. All those in favor, Debbie Giaquinta votes aye. Aaron Smith?
Aye.
And Denise Shields?
Aye.
Motion passes. Our meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you everyone for joining us today, and I hope you have a great day.